Haben Sie schon gehört?
Campus Radio im Gespräch.
Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning, guten Morgen.
First of all, your equipment is so simple and your music is so fantastic and overwhelming. First of all, congratulations to your first album, Upsweep. How does it feel to have it released?
This morning was just like every other morning. I had a big breakfast and a cup of coffee. It's so strange to have an album to release to the world because it's the culmination of a few years of very chaotic creative expression. And today to release a record of that is I don't know if I feel anything quite yet. Which is a funny thing in life.
But how long did you work on it?
I think the process began maybe 2.5 years ago in a very scattered way. So I didn't have the intention to make this record 2 years ago. I think only in June of this year, the full concept of the record finally occurred to me. So I feel like I've been working on the record since June. It feels very new in some ways, but I've been building the structure of the record for 2 years for sure.
As I already mentioned, your instruments are very few. Your main instrument is your violin and a loop station. You just posted on Facebook, Google Translate classifies Upsweep in his review as neoclassical doll glam wave, which I think I'm okay with. How would you describe your music style?
Probably with too many words, because the influences that have informed the music that I make are so varied. It's a combination of classical and old folk, pop, and electronic. So it's a very hybrid kind of music. There's something experimental about it and something that's really soulful and exposed. So I think this is why I like the Google Translate version the best.
That's the first time I ever heard somebody say this. Your live shows are kind of legendary, as CBC Radio called you one of Canada's top artists to watch. What is it that makes live shows so special for you?
I think I have a lot of demands of the people who come to the show. It's a very vulnerable show, and the line between the performer and the audience is almost non-existent for me. And so it's very important that all of the people in the room are together with me, that we're creating an experience all together. And I think maybe this is a boundary that other artists try and maintain more. You know, like, we're the performer and you're the audience. And for me, I feel like I would almost prefer to play shows in a big circle. I require the energy of everyone in a room to perform a good show. I think this is ultimately pretty fulfilling for everyone who comes, and maybe a little bit of a different experience than people are used to.
Hmm. You started your Europe tour yesterday in Munich, and I saw on your tour plan that you will play the next 2 months every single evening. Respect. How can you do that?
I guess it's momentum. Like when you start going down a hill in a red wagon without any brakes, how do you keep going? I don't know. It's almost like a law of gravity. Sometimes I feel this way about energy on tour. You know, it's, where does the energy come from? I don't know. It's intrinsic. It's inherent. A lot of people have said, oh my God, how are you going to survive? And for me, I think this tempo, the energy that I get from all of the people who come to shows and who I talk to along the road, is more than enough momentum and gravity to help see me to the end of a tour.
You've been in Erfurt at Franz Mehlhose not even a year ago. Why are you back so soon?
Why not, I suppose. I had a great, great first tour in January and February in Europe. And at the time, I didn't really have an official album to support. And I had an incredible time meeting promoters and venue owners and people who came to the show. And I suppose the response was good enough that Dennis could set up another. Dennis is my booking agent in Berlin. It was really easy for him to set up another tour so soon, and I'm glad for it because I love touring in Germany. I just love it here, so I'm happy to be back again so soon.
Why do you love it so much?
The energy it's hard to explain. The people I meet are so inquisitive and cerebral. The way that people are able to engage with music here is really exciting. because it feels committed and intelligent. It's like this emotional, intelligent response to the music. And honestly, I think Germany takes really good care of its touring musicians. I feel like I'm treated really well here, and it means a lot. It makes it worth coming, you know, from very far away and spending a lot of time on the road. I think, yeah, I've had very generous experiences in Germany, and I'm so thankful for that.
That's really nice. Thanks a lot for the interview, and of course a lot of fun tonight in Dresden and tomorrow in Erfurt, and a lot of fun in Germany and a lot of fun in Europe. Thanks for the interview, Hannah Eppersen from Canada.
Thank you. Tschüss.
Campus Radio Jena. Wir verstehen was von guter Musik.